Their keen interest in St. Petersburg's parks grew with each acquisition, and they became quite pivotal in the waterfront parks movement. The success of these
St. Petersburg history buffs took a step back in time last night as actors portrayed local railroad pioneer Peter Demenz and founder of St. Petersburg Audubon Society, Catherine Bell Tippetts. Their performance harkened back to a time when commercial interests were still competing with public space in St. Petersburg, before the city was known for its public parks. Following the act was a panel discussion with former St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Baker and past president of St. Pete Preservation Will Michaels. Peter Belmont is vice president of St. Pete Preservation and helped organize the panel discussion.
Well, we thought that having our waterfront park system turn 100 years old is really a momentous occasion and something that our community should recognize and the community should come enjoy their parks. So that's what got us started. We heard speakers mention tonight that there was the issue about the new stadium for the Rays on the waterfront. So certainly we've had in very recent times issues about what happens to our waterfront. Mayor Baker mentioned expansion of the Fine Arts Museum, a desire to have more parking in what we consider to be our waterfront park. So over time there are always issues that come up and we need to say that it's best to keep our parks for the future.
Rollins College professor Bruce Stevenson has written a book called Visions of Eden, which tells how St. Pete parks were inspired by the French Riviera and the Chicago World's Fair.
Designed by Frederick Law Olmsted, who also designed Central Park. So you have this amazing legacy of places that went in to create this special space. Now, the other thing that Straub was able to do, he wasn't happy just with the waterfront. After Pinellas County was created, he created the Pinellas Board of Trade, he created the Pinellas Parks Board, and he decided that we're not just going to lay out St. Petersburg, we're going to lay out Pinellas County. And the thing that he did was hire this firm called the Olmsteds.
The Olmsteds restored the Charles River, a process which Stevenson compared to modern-day Everglades restoration efforts.
And the idea was that you could create something like this in the heart of an industrial city. Well, the Olmsteds decided, let's take this and make a business out of it. And what Straub did, he hired the Olmsteds in 1916 to develop a park plan for Pinellas County.
And Stevenson said St. Petersburg parks have inspired waterfront improvement statewide.
Early in the first two decades of the 20th century, St. Petersburg and Miami were competing for tourists and competing for recognition. And the voice in Miami was, I'm quoting the Miami Herald, that there's a difference between St. Petersburg and Miami. And St. Petersburg, they said, has a city beautiful. They have a public waterfront. They have a civic mentality that we do not have in Miami. So by the very fact that St. Petersburg had a public waterfront, we helped galvanize Miami.
Rachel Calderon is a member of the Historic Preservation Society and is a self-described snowbird. She enjoyed learning about the park history.
Well, I love the historic dramatizations, the Demons and the Audubon Lady. And I thought the panel was interesting. I learned things I didn't know about the history. I love St. Pete. I think it's the most beautiful waterfront city.
The proposal of a new baseball stadium on the waterfront is just one of many ongoing waterfront park concerns. There are three more events scheduled for the park series. The next one is in the beginning of April, and we'll recall how segregation affected waterfront access in recent times. For more information about the Waterfront Park's centennial celebration, go to stpeteparks100.org. Reporting from St. Petersburg, for WMNF News, I'm Joshua Holton.